Welcome to PokeBeach.com's Once in a Blue Moon podcast. I am John, better known as Water Pokemon Master on the internet. I'm the webmaster of PokeBeach and a huge Pokemon fanatic, obviously. And tonight I have three equally big Pokemon fanatics with me. Bella, Callie, and Jin, why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Bella. I'm known as Holy Star in the PokeBeach forums, and I have a ROM hack that I'm working on that should be finish within the next I'd say about a month or so.
Very interesting. And you blew up the forums.
It is true. I did hit the delete button, I guess you could say. Although I'd rather consider it a reset button, actually.
That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't have to happen again.
My name's Callie, better known online and around the place as Callie Finn or Viper Fox, as I'm known on the PokeBeach forums. And I collect cards and do scanning and all sorts of shiny things. And I've been a fan of Pokemon forever, so.
Crikey, mate.
Crikey, mate. Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jin, better known as Heroes Ferret on the internet. I love collecting Pokemon stuff. I sell stuff from the Pokemon Center to people on the internet because I live in Japan. And that's about the only interesting thing about me. My voice is a little off right now because I have to take some pills. But don't worry, it'll get better as the podcast goes.
So, since all three of you went to Japan, what was the first Pokemon thing you saw?
The first Pokemon thing that I saw when I got off the plane was I saw the banners up at 7-Eleven on my way into Ikebukuro, and they were promoting the 12th movie, and they've got a merchandise lotto on, so that was pretty cool.
Crikey, mate.
Crikey, mate. Stop picking on my accent.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's Pokemon stuff all over. I mean, in the airport and anywhere in Japan. I mean, any department store has a ton of Pokemon stuff. Any convenience store has a ton of Pokemon little toys and snacks and stuff. And especially during the movie, there's promotions all over the place as well. Even clothing stores have Pokemon clothes. So, I mean,
it's
you can
crazy.
Get off. Yeah. You can get off the plane and find Pokemon very easily, I think.
Well, actually, I didn't see anything Pokemon for like 3 days, and I watched like I looked around like a hawk to find anything. I didn't see anything. Huh?
You're not a very good hawk.
No. Okay, I got off the plane. The first thing I did was look around to see if there was anything Pokemon when I was walking through the airport. There was nothing. The first Pokemon thing I saw was a 7-Eleven banner that showed the 12th movie. I think I was just in a weird part of town, like a professional, adult-y part of town where there isn't really much kiddie stuff, but I didn't see it for a long time.
Well, I don't know what part you were in, but that sounds very boring.
Yeah, because seriously, when I first went over to Japan, I found Pokemon very, very quickly in Osaka, so it's pretty crazy.
And Callie has been to my neighborhood, and she knows that you can walk into pretty much any store around here, and they've got Pokemon stuff. And it's, I live in...
Well, I looked. I didn't see it.
Well, that's because you went to the boring part of Japan.
Yeah,
next time, you know not to go there, because it sucks.
Yeah.
You should go somewhere else.
So I would imagine that of all the Pokemon things that you saw there, I'd assume some posters of the 12th movie were there. And you're going to cut out that next part, by the way. That's the problem. I want to keep saying, cut this out, cut that out. No, I'm going to start over again. Okay. So I would imagine that out of all the Pokemon things that you saw there, the 12th movie poster was probably one of them, at least. And that'll be our next topic, actually. The Pokemon movie.
What?
Did you guys enjoy watching the film in theaters?
No, I hated it.
Yeah, it was awful.
What kind of question is that?
Well, I
hated it. It was painful. It was I came all the way to Japan just to not watch it.
Well, seeing the movie in Japan is, and I've done it now, I guess, 3 years in a row. So it's really fun. They really do a good job of making it exciting. When you get your ticket, you can get, you know, if you buy the special ticket, you get a Pokemon in your DS. When you go to the theater, they give you, like, toys when you first go in and a special card. Inside the theater, you know, they've got popcorn buckets that are all Pokemon themed. They've got a whole, like, toy section set up where you can buy cards and plush and keychains and stuff like that. And they have a lottery inside. I mean, there's, like, everything. Just by going to the movie, you get the full experience of everything Pokemon you can do in Japan just by seeing it. And then you get to see the movie. So, and then in the movie, you get to download a Pokemon too. So, you know, it's really, it's fun. And like I said, I've done this a lot of times, but Callie, it was her first time. So I don't know what she thought about it, but, yeah.
It was pretty amazing. It was a zoo, to be honest, because we went right on opening day, and it was the very first session for that day, or it was either the first or the very second, and the amount of kids in the lobby area waiting to go into the theater was just crazy. You had to lift your bags up so you didn't hit them in the face, because they're so small. But actually being in the movie theater and seeing it all again, it was like being a kid, because the last movie that we had in the cinema in Australia was Pokemon 2000, which is a very, very long time ago. And it was just amazing to have the atmosphere again and seeing it with friends. And, yeah, it was
It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun seeing you guys.
In American audiences, anyway, I think the last movie theater that we had seen a Pokemon movie in was the, what was it, the fourth Pokemon movie?
No, it was Pokemon Heroes.
Fifth? Yeah. So
my God.
That's the Latios one, right?
Yeah, Latios. That was the last one.
I didn't even see that and see it. Well, I don't know if I was in. I guess I was still in America at that point, but I didn't even see that.
Because it was only a limited. The first three movies were wide release, like they were at most theaters, and then like.
Yeah, I remember seeing those.
Celebi.
In, like, the legal cinema.
Yeah, and then Celebi and Latios, they had limited release. You had to like look up where they were showing it to see them.
Yeah, well, that's a shame. I think it's a shame that Pokemon has lost popularity in America and other countries like that. To the point where they can't
show it. There's for it. I would say that from a business standpoint, there's probably, you know, not as much money grossed from it anymore as it used to be. It probably was a lot less profitable now than it was before, so I guess they
yeah, it's still popular now, but it's not a craze. Like, it's a craze.
I remember when at Comic-Con, like, in 2005, I was talking to one of the people who works for the Pokemon company, and they said that the problem was that there weren't enough people going to see the show to justify having like a wide release, so that's why they decided to go straight to DVD, and then so they decided to make it like kind of a theater-esque experience. They would start showing it on Cartoon Network, and you know I guess that's kind of like going to see it, except you don't see
it. More like a Cartoon Network channel that has
commercials.
Reality television shows on it. And
no, this was in 2005, I think. But I think the first movie they showed on TV was Deoxys, right? And then
Yes, that was the first one they did. Now the thing is that they did it with commercial breaks every what 10? No. With that,
well, yeah, they're gonna milk the cow, obviously.
5 minutes they had a commercial break. So nothing says cinematic release like having a five.
Well, I mean, but you get to watch it at the same time as everyone else, and then you go on the internet and comment about it. So it's kind of like. I mean, when you're in the theater, you can't really talk to other people about it, so it's...
Well, you can, I mean, when we saw it in the theater, first of all, commercial breaks every 5 minutes sounds like balls. And second of all, when you see it in the theater, you know, we went to see it, and obviously you're not supposed to talk in the theater, but I find, you know, especially because I have to translate sometimes when I go... Like, actually, the people I saw with Callie and another friend of ours, they were pretty good at Japanese. They were able to understand what was going on, I think. But, you know, there's sometimes when you want to lean over and comment, as long as you do it in a very small whisper.
No, I meant just like, I just meant that they wanted to recreate the theater experience by, like, everybody being able to watch it at the same time.
Yeah, but
you know,
that's stupid, because you're not all watching it. You're just watching it on TV and there's commercial breaks.
Is that what they really said?
Yeah.
They actually thought.
The guy told me that there wasn't.
Who was this guy?
I don't remember.
You don't
Let's go kneecap him.
He didn't say anything wrong. It's true. The movies, no. You can't put them in the theaters anymore. They won't get enough money.
We're not disagreeing with his reasoning behind or by his professed reasoning.
Well, what would you rather have it then? Just release it straight to DVD and have no TV airing of it?
They should put it on Cartoon Network.
They shouldn't have
commercials every 5 minutes.
They have to have. They don't have it every 5 minutes. It's like 10 minutes or something.
When they had it, it was almost unwatchable the way they had the commercial breaks one time. I couldn't believe it. That's not what I'm arguing against, though. I'm not arguing against putting it on TV. What I'm arguing against is the premise that by putting it on TV, it's like a theater experience. It's absolutely not true. There's no way you can defend that.
like DVD is a more theatrical experience than.
No, I totally. You guys are understanding. It's he just meant that you know it's when you go to the going to the theater to watch the movies like we used to be able to do is you know everybody gets to go see it around the same time. You know, you go to school, you talk about it, so it's like just going to your television to watch it and then going to talk to your friends about it instead of having it like. Straight to DVD where everybody buys it at different times or, you know, one person will get it for Christmas, another person will...
And I do think it's really nice that they make a big deal out of the premiere of the movie will be on this date at this time, don't miss it. Like, I think that's a good idea. But, you know, I think that is probably the best they can do with the way that Pokemon is right now.
What was our original question?
The question was, did you enjoy the movie? And you said no. Flat out no. So we'll just take your word for it then.
He said he hated it like four times. So he hated the movie, so let's move on.
I didn't hate it. I was being sarcastic.
I don't know. Maybe some people don't understand. I don't know what sarcasm is.
You live in Japan, so you have no concept of sarcasm.
Yeah, I live in Japan where there is no such thing as sarcasm. So I'm sorry. You told me you hated it, and that's how we're going
to
go.
The one who hated it, I invited you to go for that early screening, and you didn't come.
Yeah, well, you weren't supposed to be able to get in. the early screening is supposed to be like there's a raffle, and you know they've been doing the raffle for the whole month, and usually it's just kids who win, so there's not even any point in trying. So I was really surprised to hear that you even got in.
Well, how did that morning go again? Somebody told me about the
you instant messaged me saying. Tell me what this information is, and you sent me a link, and I said, well, it says you can. There's a movie showing today, but you can't go, and you said, let's go, and I said, you can't go, because you have to win a raffle, and the raffle's over. And then you said, well, I'm going to go anyway. I said, good luck, because you're not going to get in. And then you came back 3 hours later and said, guess what I just saw, and I said, oh, God, and I knew in my mind, he did something tricky to get in, and then you said, guess what, I did something tricky to get in.
I didn't do anything bad to get in. Okay.
I didn't say bad. I said tricky.
No, I wasn't. Okay. So after you told me the information, I went looking for it, and of course I got lost, and eventually I did find it. It took like an hour for me to figure out where it was. And there's all this Pokemon media posters. They're taking photos and everything, and I was like, oh, I have to get into this. I just have to get in. So I walked up to one of the men in suits. They were kind of like running the event. And I said, so what's this event going on? And he actually spoke some English. And he was telling me, oh, it's the raffle from Korokoro Magazine. It's for the little kids who won the raffle. They can see the Arceus movie 2 weeks before it airs in theaters. And I was like, oh, cool. Is there any way I could get into this? And then he got on his walkie-talkie and he called for their boss, I guess. And the boss came up to me and he spoke really good English and he was telling me that, he's like, no, sorry, you can't get in. This is for the little kids, blah, blah, blah.
And that's where most normal people say, oh, I guess I can't get in. So I'm going to leave them alone to do their job and go home.
Think of the children.
Forget you guys. That's why if you're a reporter, you have to, you know, try to get into these kind of things. You don't just take their word for it. And plus, it's a huge event. You're telling me they don't have one seat open? So, anyways, what was I going to say? Oh, so...
You're going to talk about how you pestered them to let you in.
I didn't pester them. Okay, so the guy is just telling me, like, sorry, you can't get in, blah, 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 blah. And then I just started asking him questions. I kind of, like, sidestepped what he was saying. And he was standing there listening to me and answering them. So I said, like, so how many people applied to... this raffle, he said, like, thousands and thousands of kids, yada, 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 only, like, 2,000 got in. I don't remember what the original number was. And then I just stood there, and I was asking him stuff, and then I said something like, what did I say? I said, would it be possible if I could, like, take pictures of all the kids and, like, go into the event and take pictures? And he said, sure, you could do that, but you can't see the movie. And I was like, well, okay. So then I went and I took pictures, and, of course, they all came out blurry because I don't know how to work my stupid camera. And then so I came back, and I said, okay, can I ask you more information? He said, sure. So then he was telling me, and then I asked again, and I said, don't you think it would be okay if I just – I'm only going to take up one seat, and I can really get you guys some good publicity. And he said, no, sorry. And then I said, well, you know, this is, and I kind of went into this little rant, because I was trying to get in, I mean, yeah. So I said, I said, like, this is why Pokemon is perceived as dead. You guys don't advertise these things. Nobody knows about them. Look at all these kids around here. I mean, I could post these photos, which I never actually did, because the blurriness, and show people that Pokemon is thriving, and you're denying that. And I, and then he said, okay, hold on a second. So then he got on his walkie-talkie, and I don't know what he did, and I think he was looking up my website to make sure I wasn't just some foreigner trying to get it.
Tell you what he did. He said, "God, guys, this guy is not going to go away. We're just going to have to
silly foreigner. Let him in. It'll shut him up.
He's not going to leave. Just let him in. He's never going to stop. We're going to have to listen to this for 2 hours if you don't let him in." That's what they were. That's what he was saying to his walkie-talkie.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyways, so they just told me to go sit by this little statue thing, so I sat there for like an hour, because they had the voice actors there from the movie, the voice actors, Ashina, Arceus, etc., but I didn't, they wouldn't let me see that, and I wasn't going to ask for that.
Did you just say Arceus?
Arceus. I don't know. Are you we'll sure talk you about the pronunciation it? Later. So anyways, I went in, It was in this huge, huge, huge theater. I'd never been in one that big. Huge projection screen. All there, like 2,000 people, or maybe it was, I don't remember what the number was, but it was a lot of people. And I was talking to people beforehand. They were all telling me how excited they are, how they like Pokemon, et cetera, et cetera. And then I just watched it, and of course I didn't.
They like Pokemon.
Huh?
I wonder if they liked Pokemon.
Of course they did.
Are you sure?
Oh, there were parents in there too. And, yeah, they were all saying, like, oh, yeah, we like Pokemon, blah, 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 blah. How's it in America? They're asking me about it in America. And I said, yeah, it's pretty popular where I live and, you know, whatever. And then, of course, I wasn't expecting to get in, so I had to – they gave me, like, a pamphlet with how to download Arceus on it. So then I was writing in pen all over the pamphlet to take notes for the summary, and then I ran out. And then I ran out and got a napkin and started writing on that. And it's pretty funny. And then I left.
No professional reporting there.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get in. And then I came back and I'm sitting on the train and I'm like, oh, darn it, Jin, you could have come. You could have translated for me. Oh, and then also that was when I first saw the, that was when we first got the, what was it, the Pokéthlon events. I remember at the beginning they had like a commercial of the Pokéthlon race and I was like, what the heck is that? So.
Yeah, because they had the new CM at the start of it. Which is really cool. Yeah, with all the CGI.
Yeah. I was like, it was cool because I wasn't supposed to air for 2 weeks and I got to see it early, even before most of Japan did. So I was pretty excited. It was a nice experience. But I doubt they'll ever let me in again if I go.
No, when they see you coming, they'll probably just run.
And then, actually, it's, as soon as they approved it, they were all very, like, chauffeur-y. Like, I had to go to the bathroom and they escorted me to the bathroom and then they walked me up the stairs. They sat me, huh?
That they had to escort you because
they didn't think I was crazy. They were very nice. There was somebody completely different.
Yeah, you're crazy, but, like, they just.
It's funny how you can perceive the event two different ways. I was actually there. I could tell what they were like. I mean, I'm the very first guy was kind of being. I could tell he was being a little pestered. That's why I wasn't all. I mean, I was. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Bottom line, we saw the movie. Whatever. It was cool. The second time I saw the movie, I forced one of the kids on the trip to come with me. I said, I want to see what a Western fan will, how they will perceive this movie. And then I kind of spoiled the whole movie for him because I knew that he wouldn't understand anything. And then he thought it was good, but he just didn't think it was for someone in our age group. But I threatened him, and I said, if you don't go back and tell everybody that it was the best movie you ever saw, I'm going to break your neck. So that's what he did. He went back and told everyone, and then I think a few people went to see it, actually. Third time I saw it, I was going to see it with Jin and Callie, of course. But got there 15 minutes late, and the movie had already started.
Yep, we thought you weren't going to show up.
Yeah.
I think you try getting on that train and going around Japan and finding things when you've never been there before.
John, getting on that train and going around Japan is my whole life.
I mean, for somebody new. So anyways, I went and saw it with them, and then I couldn't find them in the theater. I was trying to find them, but then, of course, they laughed. There was an in-joke where they were laughing about Subarashi, You guys explain it. I don't know.
Okay, I'll just explain it really quickly. In the movie, in the Japanese version, when Arceus finally calms down... Sorry, that's a spoiler. Arceus does calm down.
Spoiler tag.
When Arceus finally calms down, his voice becomes very effeminate. And it's very amusing to us. When he's been screaming the entire movie, suddenly he calms down and starts talking like the...
he actually has a lisp in Japanese. It's really impressive.
He has a lisp, and it's interesting because his voice actor is actually transgender. So it's even more amusing to us. But yes, there is a point where he...
Subarashi!
Subarashi means wonderful, and he's saying, you live in a wonderful world. And he says, Subarashi! And
then gallops into the sky. And...
Yeah. And then they started laughing like crazy, so I knew that's how I located them in the show.
John knew that we thought that part was funny, so he heard us laughing, and then he said, that's got to be them, because they think that's funny.
Yeah, the whole movie, Arceus is like, "Hell, die, humans, blah, blah," and then he goes, Subarashi! It's like complete change in his pretty good acting.
Yeah, when he is calm, he is very effeminate. It's very cute. It's very cute. I don't know how it'll
Let's
be in
talk
the
about
dub,
the...
which is what we should talk about next.
Arceus.
Yes, oh, God.
It's horrible.
And not only... are they calling it Arceus now? But that we're gonna have to put up with people saying that's the real way to say it. Whatever.
Well, they can decide. I mean, it is the English pronunciation. They can decide how you pronounce it. But
Pokemon Battle Revolution. It's Arceus.
Yeah, I know.
Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't matter. But I mean, we're fans. We care.
Well, but I'm saying. Well, that's the thing, though. You can nuance it however you want. You're a fan, but you're a fan who looks at it this way or that way. You can always have a justification for whatever it is you're saying. And half the time, it doesn't even matter, because if you look at anything that people say nowadays, if they ever reference something like Pokemon, if you see like a news report referencing Pokemon, they're bound to not say it the proper way. So
I don't even say it the right way.
Look at it this way. It's not really important. I don't think it's important to any of us four personally. We're not gonna like throw a temper tantrum and start sobbing because somebody said Arceus. But I'm saying Pokemon fans, and we're all Pokemon fans. We all know this. We're all guilty of this. We're kind of nuts sometimes about little things that don't matter.
Sister.
Yeah, like, Pokemon fans, we really freak out about little things. Like, you know, James and Jesse are in love! Like, don't even get started on that one.
The crazy shippers.
Shipping wars, and then there's Smogon versus people who just play the game for fun. You know, stuff like that. There's all the websites, all the forums, all the different people have their little issues, and one issue that crops up a lot is pronunciation. And people do get into heated arguments about it. And what my problem is that because they changed the pronunciation, now there's something new for Pokemon fans to freak out about. You know, Arceus versus Arceus.
Well, I think it's just because it's the god of all Pokemon. I mean, there shouldn't be this much controversy over it. Pokemon USA, TPCI...
Did you just say there shouldn't be this much controversy over a god? Because aren't the worst wars in history and all the worst... things that happen because people can't agree on religious issues.
What? I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying.
I think
I'm just saying.
God,
I'm just saying. This is an icon. This is a very important Pokemon. This is the God Pokemon, the most important one. I mean, besides Pikachu or whatever. I mean, there shouldn't be this much controversy over how to pronounce it. They should have just stuck with how the Japanese pronounce it, which is what most fans were.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Is that when the Pokemon's name is the same as Japanese, for example, Pikachu, Raichu,
Pichu.
I can't think of any other.
Pretty much every legendary. Legendary except the Lake Trio.
Even difficult kind of names, like names that you might not know how to pronounce, Dialga and Palkia. You know, they say them the
Harukia.
Same. So it doesn't. I don't understand why they would cause a problem. It's causing a problem where there doesn't have to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, even if they did rename it, I mean, the way the way that you pronounce it. They chose the most retarded way to say it. I mean, you could have said, like, Arceus or, I don't know, Arceus. Like, those sound like powerful names, yeah. But Arceus.
Arceus, Arceus, or, you know, Arceus. Those things are ways, even Arceus would cause a problem, I think. It's just, why would they do that? It doesn't really make any sense to me why they would deliberately, especially when they had it right.
I think it was just because they're trying to refer to the little the mandala that goes around it. It's like an arc shape or something.
Not really.
I don't know what you think an arc is.
Isn't an arc a circle?
I would have got a reference to Noah's Ark instead.
Yeah, that too.
Don't you think they're trying to get away from religious stuff? I thought they were trying to get away from religious stuff. For example, they're changing what Arceus is doing from judging the world to bringing justice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the Australian trailer that was just posted in the last few updates, Arceus says, what does he say again?
It's time for justice.
Yeah, it's time for justice. In the original, he said it's like Judgment Day. So that's what we're talking about. They changed it for the dub, and we can already tell that just from that trailer. So, I mean, what else did they change? But anyways, go on, Jin.
Judgment is a very biblical thing. Because, you know, it's said in the Bible, God will come and judge. There will be a judgment day when the earth will be destroyed again, whatever. We will all be judged. It's a very biblical reference to say judging.
Yeah, so, they've even changed Arceus's species name. Wasn't it originally the... What was its originally?
The original one.
Yeah, and now it's the Alpha Pokemon.
That wasn't really its, like...
Alpha.
Alpha.
It was always Alpha. I think it was just that's just what they call it in all the little plates that they have.
What? I mean, it's just basically they're sidestepping what the Japanese intended for it to be.
Well, they have to, because Japan...
Doesn't care about that stuff.
What I want to explain to the audience is that Japan does not have a religion. Japan is not a religious country.
I understand they're trying to say that you're trying to use that stereotypical assumption of Pokemon here, that Pokemon always is trying in American audiences to dissociate itself from religious undertones. I understand what you're trying to do here. I don't think they're doing it with Arceus, though. I don't think they did. I don't think they really radically change it. I believe it was always Alpha Pokemon, and I'm pretty sure they still use Original One. Whenever you pick up a plate in the game, it still says Original One.
Well, yeah, but that's the games where the games are played by kids on their own. The games aren't like showcased to the parents and audiences all over the place. Like the playing a video game is very private compared to watching a movie on TV that everybody sees.
Getting this idea that they're trying to dissociate themselves from, because they certainly are doing a very good job of it.
The thing you have to understand is that a lot of Pokemon legendaries reference various religions, be they ancient or modern. There's a lot of things in Pokemon that reference religions, and what you have to understand is that in Japan, religions are not really seen as truth. They're seen more as fictional, and Arceus, I think, is, when he was created by the Japanese creators, he is supposed to be based on a Christian god, which is okay, because
I have evidence for him being something entirely different than that. He, in my opinion, is the Lovecraftian god Azathoth.
What?
This is true. The almighty blind idiot god Azathoth by Lovecraft, the writer who... came up with this concept for a all-powerful omniscient being who was so stupid that he was incapable of using that power for anything, and so had to be put to sleep in order to suppress his power. This is the same concept that the Earthbound boss Gigas came from. It was the almighty idiot. The same thing with Arceus here. And actually, there's a few similarities that they use. In the legend of Azathoth, there is a certain character whose job for his entire life, for all of eternity, is to play a melody that keeps the sleeping giant, blind idiot god, Azathoth, sleeping. And it's through a musical instrument that you activate the Arceus event in Platinum, called the Azure Flute. They have that undertone for that, so
I'm sure there's a couple of inspirations for Arceus. I don't think it's any one thing.
Well, for the most part, the majority of the actual mythology behind Arceus is based on the Pangu myth from China. It is basically their
I love how everyone's bringing. I love how everyone's bringing
it with different, like, names and things. But I mean, Cthulhu.
The Americans look to it as a Arceus being Christian god, because I mean, most of us, I mean, America's mostly, or a lot of America's Christian, so
Did
we look
know
at
that Xenu is what they came up with when they thought of Arceus.
What?
Yes.
Not Scientology.
See, Scientology religion has deep, deep.
How did we get from Arceus to this?
I'm being hyperbolic here and trying to say that yes, you're right about it. We pretty much are just coming up with really stupid reasonings behind it. It's a Pokemon game, for goodness sake. There's inspirations for it, but no, it has no, like, underlying undertones. Oh, we're trying to...
Okay, you can't deny, though, that America, the American dub, and they do everything they can to make sure Pokemon is watered down as possible. They don't want to offend anyone after the whole Jinx incident and everything. And that's even, like, we were going to talk about this later, but...
Wait, we were going to...
You can disagree, but...
All across the board. They didn't just change it in America.
I know, I'm just saying, wait, I was going to actually bring...
And it is not just the American audience they do this for. That Wish Cash episode was actually canceled in Japan.
I know, I'm just saying...
That never happened.
Yeah, but so things have been... The things that were canceled in Japan weren't because people were offended.
It's the same premise. They don't want to offend anybody.
Well, wait, let me say what I was going to say. I was going to talk about this later, but I went to the... When I went to the Pokemon Center in Japan, I talked to somebody there who was planning on working on the anime. And I guess, like, if you want to get involved with Pokemon there, you have to, like, start out low, like, at the Pokemon Centers, I guess. So anyways, he spoke English, and he was telling me that they get a ton of complaints about, like, the Pokemon characters themselves, and that's why they've had to change them over the years. Like, I wasn't actually supposed to talk about what he told me, but I don't think I'll get in trouble for this. But like he was telling me things like Mr. Mime. He originally had four fingers, but they decided to add a fifth finger because some group in Japan complained that kids were making fun of kids who had lost a finger because I don't.
That's the stupidest shit I ever heard.
I
arcane reasoning, but all the same.
But the basic point of what he was saying was that that they don't want to offend anyone. And that's even when I interviewed that Matsumitsu Hidaka guy, the old director of the show. He said the same thing. They do everything they can to please the general population. They don't want to offend anyone.
There are altercations made to Pokemon for all different sorts of audiences.
Yeah, you know, it's both. It's for
reason, a lot of things, like the whole thing with Kadabra and Uri Geller or whatever, like that whole thing, that was an international thing. That wasn't just Japan. But the Porygon seizure thing, that was just Japan.
That was Japan.
The Wish Cash earthquake thing, that was just Japan. But things like the Jinx stuff, that most of the offensive stuff about Jinx would have been centered in America, where there are lots of racial problems like that. In Japan, there's just nobody in Japan is going to give a crap about that, because Japan doesn't think about racial issues. It's ingrained into their culture. There's not a controversy about that. In America, there is. And what my opinion is that there's definitely changes made to, and it's not just Pokemon, any show that crosses international boundaries, they're going to have to make changes for their different international audiences. And I am of the opinion that Arceus in Japan, when he is based on a Christian god, I get this idea based on what I know of Japanese, what I've learned about Arceus, and what I know of his myth. I think part of him is based on a Christian god. The judgment thing, I feel, is a very biblical reference.
Yeah.
And I think that because Japan doesn't care about that, because Christianity is fictional in their mind. It's just another fictional religion like Zeus or whatever. It's just another thing like that to them. However, in America, Christianity is a very serious topic that most of the country believes, and so they do have to be more sensitive. Saying Arceus is judging, saying it's Judgment Day, is a biblical thing. And if so, if they were to directly translate that, I think there would be a lot of people who would be upset.
Yeah.
By that. Judgment Day is a real thing that's going to happen.
I disagree, though, that I don't think it's a major difference.
I think it's okay to disagree. There's no fact proving any of this. And I don't think all of, like you said, it's just, you know, it's just Pokemon, and I think Arceus is based on a lot of different things, but I think there is a Christian aspect, and I think they do have to be careful about it, because it is a very serious issue in America. And not just America, in Europe as well, and, you know, I don't really know that much about Australian religion or other European nations and their religions and, you know, the rest of Asia, whatever. English-speaking countries tend to have a rather Christian influence, I think. So, you know, they do have to be careful talking about, and this is, I'm just talking about the changing Judgment Day to Time for Justice. That's the only thing I'm talking about. We haven't seen the whole dub movie yet, so we don't know what else they've changed.
Right, I mean, that could just be the only instance they did change. I mean, we don't know yet.
I mean, the other problem in the movie is that...
I don't see what the reasoning was behind it. If that was really the reasoning, they still didn't really make it any different. They didn't make it any better for themselves changing it to justice from judgment. It doesn't seem like they really.
I think it's just that the word judgment is sensitive.
But it's probably because yes, religion probably has a part of it. You know, being judgmental probably is another part of it. They put a lot of instilling values into English dubs. They always try to say, oh, what's the moral of the story here? And casting a judgment is probably not something that they would ever want to ever portray. And so I can understand why they might change the word, but it's still the same concept if you really look at it. So,
well, yeah, I mean, like you're saying, there's things in the movie that they just can't do anything about. And the other thing I felt was slightly based on the Christian Bible is the fact that Arceus, and this is more spoilers here, in the movie, Arceus is basically, there's a murder attempt on Arceus, and it's because Arceus has been betrayed.
Murdered. In a Pokemon movie, murder? Really?
Yes, they try to murder him. Are you denying that's what they tried to do?
I thought it was more like they were trying to...
No, he wanted to kill him. They were trying to key with the bad guy in the movie. Gishin was trying to kill Arceus. The whole point was to kill.
I thought
Arceus.
They were just trying to like seal him or something.
No, they wanted to kill him.
Did they ever actually say kill though? I mean, I don't think they were.
Yes, they tried to bury him in cement or whatever that
here's
was.
Here's what I don't understand. Why would they think that would kill the almighty creator of the Pokemon universe?
Because they took away its electric plate. So
what? They took away some of his.
Or no, they didn't take it away. Arceus lent the Jewel of Life to Deimos. The Jewel of Life is dragon, lightning, water, ground, grass, I think. And then...
Behind that, then.
What?
I never really understood this. Why would they... It doesn't seem like... There's something missing here, it seems. Because this movie, they make Arceus have a weakness, basically. And with that, they try to say, okay, well now anybody can... potentially harm Arceus.
Well, they also made him more powerful, too. I mean, in the games, he can't be holding all 16 plates at once.
Well, no, but apparently if he doesn't have all 16 plates, he's weak to certain other types, which is another thing that they added to it. But what I don't understand is that even if you took some of those plates away from this almighty Arceus and were able to hit him with the ones he's missing, you know, the types that he's missing, then what? I mean, that for a villain, what would be the motive of killing... a god Pokemon.
I can answer this.
Let Kelly answer it. She hasn't.
I can answer it. Go ahead.
Okay, go Kelly.
I mean, this is totally spoilery, but hey. I mean, basically, the whole thing with Gishin is that he didn't want to give the Jewel of Life back. It's going through the concept
Why?
Of greed. It's greed.
Did you have
that much power?
Do I need to give a summary of the movie here?
Yeah, just give it, Jin. Go on.
Okay, the whole point of the movie is that Arceus sacrificed itself to save the Earth from a meteorite, and Deimos, who is this disciple character, saw this happen, and Arceus was laying, dying or wounded, and it was basically without all of its plates, it's weak. That's the point of the movie. This is not game-related or anything. In the movie, the character of Arceus is weaker without all of its plates.
It's not weaker, it's just if you attack it without the plates, then it can be hurt. Well, it's not weaker.
But when you saw in the flashback, it was basically dying. It had only
Well, yeah, it got hit by a meteor.
Left.
It got hit by a meteor.
John, this isn't the game. This isn't if it's missing its ground plate, you can hit it with an electric attack. It's not like that. That stuff was not in the movie. The basic point is that in the movie, it needs all 16 of its plates. That's how it's at full strength. That's how it works at top strength. And without... It was missing...
I want to interject for a second. Okay. Now, let's keep in mind that Arceus is the creator of the Pokemon universe. So, did it create the meteor... In order to...
It's not like that. You have to think of...
It created the universe and then it let it run on its own and it stood to the side, I think.
I mean, that's like saying, you know, I'm not going to get into more religious discussions. The bottom line is that there was a meteor that was going to... It's not like Arceus did this on purpose. It was out of his control. He's just a Pokemon god.
In Platinum it says that... I think it says that Arceus was the embodiment of whatever created the universe. Like, it said something like, and then whatever created the universe took the shape of this Pokemon. Something like that.
It's kind of like, I'm gonna have to get biblical because, again, like, this
just
is
go
the way
ahead.
It's going. In the Bible, you know, it's not like, okay, God sends his son down to earth, and what the whole point of that was that humans are corrupt, and when Jesus let himself be killed, it was to, you know, forgive us for all of our sins. That's the whole thing. It's not, and it's the same, it's a similar kind of thing. You know, Arceus sacrificed itself to save humanity, similar to the way Jesus sacrificed himself to save humanity. It's not like, and obviously, maybe Arceus knew that was going to happen. Maybe he didn't. Nobody really knows.
It's almost like saying it when people against Christianity say, like, why did God create humans if they were just going to be corrupt? It's kind of like that kind of line of thinking.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is that humans are going to do what we're going to do. And again, that goes back into the movie because Damos is the disciple. He witnesses this happen. He goes around, collects the plates, so that Arceus can get his strength back. Because of his kindness in helping Arceus get better, Arceus sees that the place that Damos lives in is very, it's like a
desolate.
Desert. There's you can't farm there. The people are very poor and starving. So as a thank you to Damos, Arceus uses some of its plates to form the Jewel of Life, which helps the land become prosperous, rich and prosperous. And so, but Arceus says, I'm going to need that back one day, basically. So
yeah, it tells him that.
Here's the problem. Damos was going to give it back. Damos had no problem with that. But this other guy, Gishin, thinks that if you give back the Jewel of Life, he thinks what this means is that without the Jewel of Life, the land is going to go back to being...
Yeah, it'll revert.
Farmable. So that is why Gishin, he basically does mine... He does a...
He uses Bronzong to control them.
Yeah, he uses psychokinesis on Damos to force Damos to betray Arceus. So when Arceus makes itself vulnerable, it comes back, it says, Damos, I need the Jewel of Life back. It's standing right there. It's vulnerable because it trusted him, and he betrays it, where it suddenly is trapped. They pour... And the first time they don't...
Let me explain it. Arceus is coming back to get the Jewel of Life from Damos to get his plates back so it could be at full strength. Then Damos is being controlled by Gishin's Bronzong because, like Jin said, Gishin doesn't want to give the Jewel of Life back because he thinks that the land will revert back to how it was. So his reasons aren't entirely evil. It's just more of, you know, he's worried about the land. So he's not really evil in that sense. But so because Arceus lacks its electric plate, Gishin orders, like, all these electric Pokemon to, you know, attack Arceus, and then on top of it, he pours metal on top of them, and then, like, in the revised timeline, they even, like, empty the lake onto it. So basically, that's how, so go, Jim.
Now, in the first, okay, you're wrong. The first time, in the original time that they betrayed Arceus, all they do is attack it. Then they... basically, like, collapse. Like, while they're attacking Arceus, they think this is gonna, just the electrical attacks are gonna do it, but it doesn't work. He lives, basically destroys the shrine, killing Damos and Gishin, which is, this is the key point here. He kills them. They die. And then Arceus swears revenge on all of humanity and goes to sleep because this whole ordeal has made him very weak. So that's the whole point of the movie, is that Arceus survived this attempt on his life, and he swears that he's going to come back. And then, of course, Sheena is Damos's ancestor.
Descendant.
And she has the Jewel of Life, and she's when Arceus comes back to kill everybody, she's going to try to give it to him and say she's very sorry for what her Damos did, blah, 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 blah. But when she tries to give it back, it's a fake, because Gishin had something had gone wrong, and he'd made a fake one. So
if you don't understand all this, just watch the movie.
Yeah, basically you can't. The whole point here is, and like, I'm not going to go in through the whole summary because there's no reason. The whole point is that you can't argue about the movie if you haven't seen it.
I saw the movie 4 times, and I still don't fully. It's a movie you have to watch a couple of times because there's lots of little moments. Like when you said Gishin and Damos died, I didn't realize that until just now, but I remember them falling.
They fell to their death.
Yeah, I remember them. I just assumed that. I didn't really connect that they had died there. But, I mean, this was a movie you had to watch a couple of times, and that's why I thought this movie was a little bit better than previous movies. But, anyways.
I disagree, actually.
You haven't seen the movie.
That doesn't matter. I disagree with just what you told me here. I disagree with it. Here's why. You're telling me that no matter how you parse this, the way it sounds is that Arceus is in some way stupid because Arceus allowed these things to happen.
He trusted humans and was betrayed.
But that's the thing, though, is that now we have to look at Arceus for a second and think. Now, since in your analogy, by the way, of Jesus and God and Arceus are also not necessarily comparable, because where you have a Holy Trinity with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
She's not saying that he's an exact replica.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's exactly. I'm saying you can.
Here's why that doesn't work, though, is because you have an omniscient being, and you have his son, Jesus, die for your sins. You have only Arceus. You have to wonder, does he not know, could he not know, something would have happened? And that's another question I have.
The Pokemon world has never said that Arceus knows everything. It's just said it created the universe.
I'm not saying that the Arceus story is a direct copy from the Bible. I'm saying there's aspects of it.
Yeah.
There's aspects of it, and I'll tell you the exact aspects that I think that it's similar.
I think you already did. You don't need to.
There's another one too. There's the whole fact that Arceus is betrayed by one of his disciples, and that's
That's what I don't understand. That's what makes the movie not make any sense to me. Is that if Arceus is so gullible, which is what I understand too.
He wasn't gullible.
Not know that
he wasn't. It was.
Since
it was,
when is trust gullible?
Yeah, that's not gullible. Nowhere does it say Arceus knows everything that's going to happen in the Pokemon universe.
He's not a psychic type. He may have psychic plate, but he doesn't predict stuff. He creates stuff. He creates life.
Future sight, therefore he knows how to use the...
Okay. Yeah.
He created Dialga, who can make you go either into the past or the future. I mean, honestly, if it can create that ability, why can't it also have that ability?
It is a Pokemon movie. They do suspend reality for a second. I mean, even at the end when they've gone back and fixed the past, I mean, the past should have instantly been fixed. They have to remind Arceus. Ash yells him, like, remember what happened, and then it's a Pokemon movie. I mean, they're not going to go into this much detail.
They give him, you know, they make it mortal. Basically, they don't make this an immortal being, an omniscient being. They don't make it like that. They very much.
That's the whole point, is that Jesus was also a mortal who didn't know everything. He was just a human who was susceptible to human weakness. I think
you guys are looking into it too much now.
I
don't want to use that comparison, because that comparison isn't exactly pulled up. Unless you do want to say that Arceus equals Jesus, not God.
No, I don't. I don't
She's not saying Arceus equals anything. She's just saying Arceus has.
Which case that leaves the door open for another Pokemon.
All I mean is that I think that Arceus and his story have some Christian influence.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
I'm not saying they're exactly on par with this or that, and he's exactly this, or he's Jesus or God, or blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying that there's definitely some Christian influence. That is my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to look too far into it. I'm just saying.
Oh, the guy that I talked to at the Pokemon Center said that they had purposefully dumbed down, like, Arceus being this god thing because they didn't want to offend anyone. And when he said that, I kind of got the idea that he was talking about Americans. So, now how did this relate back to what we were talking about?
Because the entire argument start, well, I won't say argument, it's more of a discussion. I'll say the entire discussion started because some of us are of the opinion that the word judgment was changed to justice because Christianity is too sensitive, and Bella thinks that that is incorrect.
I didn't say it was incorrect. That's not true. I said that that might be a part of it, but that certainly isn't the only reason why they could have.
What is this, Hardball?
I didn't say it's the. Yes, this is good. This is just like a political show. I think this is very interesting.
I wish we had that more. I wish we did.
I think it's interesting. I think that me and Bella have more along the same lines of thinking than we realize, honestly. I think. But, because I think we're just looking too far into what the other one is saying. I don't even think it's that serious. I just know the way that Japanese people think about religion. And I'm saying that Arceus has probably taken, his influence is probably from a lot of different stories.
And I mean, people watching it could, they could see it as they want to, based on what religion you are. I mean, there's a lot of different, like you're saying, there's a lot of different inspirations for Arceus, and I mean, depending on what your background is, you could easily make those connections.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you are, you know, a fan of Lovecraft or a fan of whatever, you can pick out those similarities. I was raised Catholic, so I can pick out the things in Arceus that relate to, you know,
Catholicism.
Whatever, and that Christianity in general, I can pick out that stuff, and obviously it doesn't offend me. You know, some people might get upset.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes me mad.
All Americans are insane Christians. I'm just saying that some people might be upset by the idea of taking. Okay, if you are a Christian, you're going to look at Arceus and see some similarities in his story and the story of Jesus.
Yeah,
and I think some people are going to be a little bit sensitive about that. So
I was trying to get at with the Pokemon Center guy. He said that he basically was telling me that they make the movies for the parents because they don't want the parents to get angry with them.
They don't want to offend the general public because, as you've just said, they make it for the parents. And here's another possibly radical opinion. I don't think that they really should worry about that either. I don't think they should.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Pokemon is like, it's kind of like, the company is pretty much scarred. They've had the Porygon incident, so they don't show Porygon anymore. The Jinx incident, so they recolor Jinx. They want to avoid trouble. That's what he was telling me. They want to avoid trouble. Arceus is portrayed in the games as a sort of god. They don't want to offend anyone, which is why they dumb it down, and then which is why the Americans are probably going to dumb it down even more. The movies are meant to be seen by everybody. You know, especially when you're in Japan, the parents are going to come to the show with the kids, too. And, I mean, Jin said that they won't get offended, but, I mean, I'm sure there's some Christians in Japan who might be. So, you know, if they would change Mr. Mime's amount of fingers just because of a small complaint, then, I mean, they don't want to offend anyone, and that's why they try to dumb down these things. And it kind of makes me mad, though, when I see people bashing Pokemon. I mean, I'm, for, like, religious reasons, like, I'm Christian, too. I mean, I try to be, at least. I just look at it, it's like, it's fiction, it's Pokemon, it's just for fun. I mean, why are you getting so offended by something that's just made to be fun? I mean, if you get so angry over it, you're obviously uncomfortable with your own religion. I mean, I look at this, and, I mean, it's not even that bad. I mean, even if they are trying to associate Arceus with God, I mean, why is that? It just doesn't even seem that bad to me. I mean, it's a beautiful story, I think. And, you know, I'm sure somebody somewhere is going to get mad about it, but I just think people need to chill out when it comes to religious things like that because, you know, it's just fiction. I mean, just look at it as fiction and you'll be fine. Right?
All I know is that if that's true, that they change everything on the slightest whim, or you know, if there's enough of a fringe movement to make them change something, then all you have to do is get enough people yelling and
Well, no, that's not true though, because they said that for Groudon, they didn't change Groudon. They changed Mr. Mime because Mr. Mime is supposed to be like human-like.
Well, how about this? What if I said I don't like Lapras having a shell? I'm going to advocate that Lapras has its shell removed, and then all of a sudden they decide, oh my god, if we get people.
Yeah, but you have to have shell, like a. I don't think. No, I mean, they changed Mr. Mime because Mr. Mime's supposed to be human. Some people are missing a finger, I guess. And. I mean, Groudon is supposed to look
a shell.
I think what Bella is basically saying is that it would be nice if people could just be tolerant of.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a fantasy. It's a whimsical setting, and people get very offended. And Japanese people and American people and people all over the world alike will get offended on a very small detail.
Yeah.
I think it's important, not just in Pokemon, but in life, to try to be tolerant, especially because,
they're doing a disservice to people. They're doing a disservice to
by
caving in on these points and changing things, because all they're doing is then giving the people who make all these ridiculous claims a platform to continue to believe that they're right.
They don't want to damage their reputation. The very first thing that probably got all of this happening was the Porygon incident. And
with the way it operates, I don't believe they should change something because people are intolerant. What they should do is say, well, no, that's just what we have. It's not supposed to be that. How about you be a little more tolerant?
No company can do that. I mean, the reason that we are so sensitive and so intolerant of other cultures and other races, it's because there's just been centuries of caving in by people trying to please everyone. It's just, that's why we are that way. And humans as a race are that way.
Health care costs being so high, I feel that I'm quite intolerant of high health care costs. Hey.
Okay, we don't need to talk that political.
No, I'm saying seriously though. I mean, if it's that would never happen though. What I'm saying is that I don't like that. I don't like the inclination to be intolerant of something, and then that entitlement that I am right and they're wrong, and they need to change their ways. It's their problem that I have with them, but. No, it's something they need to do, not something I need to do. That general feeling that everything around me must be changed, not myself, but everything around me must be changed.
When you're looking at, like, Jinx, I mean, there is some evidence to suggest that they are trying to portray a black person.
But there's some evidence that they're not, so, I mean, it can go either way. They had they had an explanation for it at one point in time that it was.
No, I know. There's an explanation. It's like the Ice Queens or Japanese Ice Queens or something like that. But I mean, it's still people. If the general population looks at Jinx,
what it means is that it's just an ignorance of what their intentions were. Not that they are. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we were trying to portray black people with yellow hair and all the rest of that. Yeah. Well, what do you know? You caught us. I guess we'll have to be purple now. It isn't because of.
The other thing you've got to remember is that a lot of the first issues that they had was before the days of a lot of internet use, a lot of people could look up what these things were based on and things like that. So, if the general public is going to look at something and go, oh my god,
I think Pokemon just likes to avoid all of the negative attention, like they got with the Porygon incident, because everything now, they're being scrutinized for everything now, after that whole Porygon thing. So they want to avoid as much bad PR as they can. And I mean, I can see why they would change the amount of fingers Mr. Mime has, or change Jinx's skin color, but they don't, he told me they get, like, lots of complaints. They don't change everything that people demand, they only do it if it's like,
I would like to hear what the other complaints are.
Well, he didn't tell me.
I'd like to hear. I mean, if we ever could ever one day find out, I'd like to hear what those were.
The thing is that every company.
Well, I mean, that was one of them was Groudon. They didn't change Groudon.
Groudon
fingers.
Well, I mean, every single company is going to get complaints.
Yeah.
People are intolerant and people are ignorant, and sometimes shows are insensitive. And what you have to understand is it's not just Pokemon that was affected by things. I mean, the Porygon incident. That changed television rules and laws for the entire world, practically.
What's wrong with the Groudon? I don't get it.
Oh, somebody just complained that Groudon... Doesn't Groudon have, like, four fingers?
Well, you
or five fingers?
Gengis have, like, four fingers?
I don't know. I don't really remember what he said, but it was something about...
It's, like, the third or fourth time that this four fingers thing is, like, the stupidest shit I've ever heard. I just want to make sure everybody hears that. I think that's the stupidest thing. Every single character has four fingers.
That was just one of the examples he gave me, but I mean, the point...
If anybody I know ever gets offended by four fingers on a cartoon character...
No. He said that they had, I guess in Japan, there were a lot of people that are missing the fingers. I really don't know. He said there was enough complaints about Mr. Mime's finger count that they had to, like, add a finger to it. I don't know the details. I can't really argue about it, but you know, I'm just saying that they only change things when there's like
to is complain about there being a female Mr. Mime, and yes, I know that Mr. Mime's name in Japanese is Barrier, but hey, speaking of barriers, most Americans don't break that barrier down of culture, so they'll go ahead and complain about the female Mr. Mime next, and they'll say, oh, now we can't make Mr. Mime a female.
No, I'm pretty sure parents don't really know about all that.
Well,
parents only know what they see. Parents are the ones complaining, and parents only know what they see. The lady who complained about Jinx saw the holiday episode with Jinx. That's what I was trying to say earlier. They dumb down the movies because they know parents are going to see this. They'll dumb down Arceus being a god in the movies. I mean, it's still portrayed that way, but I mean they didn't make it as blatant. But in the video games, which kids will only generally see, they'll have Arceus being god.
It doesn't take very much to get that information out. Considering that you have all those, like, back when it was a fad, there were all those churches that were coming up with.
That's because they didn't know anything about what it was about.
That it was so widespread, though, it actually got national attention because of that, is Pokemon Zaytanic. That kind of stuff happened all over the place. All you have to do is just have one random church nowadays talk about some random controversial subject like Pokemon. Oh, Pokemon, there's female Mr. Mimes in Pokemon. They're trying to talk about transgenderism, and us as a church are laser to not have...
I don't think anyone's going to go that far. Parents aren't going to go that far. They only go with what they, you know... What they see and what they think is obviously something.
That's the thing. To us, it's ridiculous. I understand that, but to others, it might not be. And that's the thing is that you never can tell with people. So it very well could be that one day we'll see the female Mr. Mime controversy actually become a controversy, even though it is the most uncontroversial thing ever. It doesn't matter.
Pokemon isn't that popular anymore for anyone to complain about something as stupid as that.
Well, apparently, with the four fingers, it was. So.
Yeah, but that's in Japan, though. I'm talking about here.
How long ago did that happen?
How should I? Whenever Mr. Mime, I think it's
generation
I don't know.
Two. His fingers, he still had four fingers. In generation two, generation three, he had five.
So they changed it somewhere then. But I was talking more about America. I don't think anyone in America is going to complain anymore because it's not as popular as it used to be. In Japan, it's pretty big there, so you know.
And the things Japanese people complain about are so different from the things that American audience would complain about. It's just completely different. You can't even compare the way that they get offended and complain. It's a totally different value system. But all humans are going to get offended by some little thing. We all value different things.
Like how you'll have like in the United States, it's usually your ethnic background that's what we discriminate by. In European countries, it'll be gender that they discriminate by. I mean, it just depends on where you are. It's some discrepancy that people discriminate for, so it could be anything.
Wow, so, we're pretty chilled in Australia then. Seriously, we don't get that kind of crap here. I think the worst thing that we get is things where you have the multicultural communities having a severe clash. Other than that, we seem to be doing pretty good.
Well, Australia, I think, is known for being rather laid back, and America is known for being really tight-assed about religion.
Suing everything. You guys sue everything.
Well, I mean, that's just some people.
It's a very country, unfortunately. I do say unfortunately because compared to other countries, we... what is our standard of living? Like, we're like... ranked what now?
How did we get to this point? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
In terms of...
Okay, let's talk about something new now.
Please.
Well, I think it's an interesting discussion. I don't know how much of it you could post, but I think it's very
interesting. We have to cut out some.
I think that
that's interesting.
All we have to do is mention Pikachu every three minutes, and it'll be just as relevant as everything else is. So.
Now, I think this was a very interesting discussion that many fans would be interested in listening to. And if you delete it, I will come and find you and kill you in your sleep.
I just think we should redo it, but be more condensed about it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Kill me. Kill me now.
Callie, I told you. I'm going to say for the 10 millionth time, I told you this is how it is. Didn't I say? And now you know. Now you know. You know. Now you see.
Don't worry, I'll post it this time. Is there anything else we could say about the Arceus movie? I mean, Arceus.
Arceus. I'm dreading the English release.
Then just watch the Japanese version then.
I would, but the DVD's not out until December. But I'm dreading it. And it's simply because I have seen the original in Japanese first and foremost, and I saw it in Japan. It was one of the reasons I traveled to Japan.
Me too.
And to hear it already in just the trailers, I have a feeling that for the most part it will be like movie 11 in that the translation work is going to be fairly good. But at the same time, I think they're going to miss a lot of the point because they're going to have to change enough of it that it'll completely change the tone of the movie, I feel. But I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow night.
I don't really ever think the dubs are that bad. I mean, I think it's just people, they watch the Japanese version, they get really used to it, and then they watch the English version, and then it's a completely different experience because it's different voices and... You know, like, I mean, when I started to get into Studio Ghibli movies, I would watch, like, one in Japanese first, and then I would hate the English version, then I'd watch another one in English first, and hate the Japanese version. I just think, like, this is for anime in general, I just think people like the version they see, they hear the first in most cases, and that's why they usually hate, like, any sort of, you know, like, dubs or whatever. But that's just my opinion. And I don't think that applies in every case, but I think for a lot of people, I think that's the reason.
Yeah, but I mean, as I said, in my case, I'm just worried that they're going to change the tone because as someone who watched the movie with a fairly decent understanding of Japanese to pick up at least, you know, 80 to 90% of it, it's going to be very, very different in the toning.
Like, see, with me, I watch the second movie. I like to watch that in English because I like the music better. I think that the second movie, like, the Japanese version, I think it was more confusing, and I felt like the translation work and the, you know, the liberties they took with the dub for the second movie, I think they made the movie a little more whole. But I thought the Japanese version was a little confusing and incomplete. But then again, for the Shaman movie, I like to watch that in Japanese because, you know, like Shaman has its little, what does it say at the end of every sentence? Yeah, it sounds a lot more, Shaman sounds a lot more cocky in the Japanese version. Then the English version, it kind of loses that a little. So, I mean, I think it just depends on the you know, I don't know what I'm saying, but I think it depends.
Yeah, I mean, in this case, I'm not really talking about voice actors and things like that, because yes, there's a drastic difference between the two companies that did the voicing in English, but yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm apprehensive. I'll find out what I feel about it on Friday when I watch it. Yay, Australia. I'm going to go download my Arceus tomorrow, so now I will have 4 movie Arceus.
Wait, how are you gonna, I see, the EB Games thing.
EB Games, they're distributing it, in celebration of the movie coming out.
Distributing it.
Don't pick on my accent. Distribute. They're giving it away.
I was just making fun of how you pronounce it.
Don't pick on my accent, or we'll pick on how smart you are not.
What? How am I not smart?
Best.
You'll be sorry. Ask that question.
Go ahead, answer it.
Okay. The call duration, 2 hours and 31 minutes. And I'm sorry, what were you saying? It was an hour and a half for those podcasts, you said?
Our Pokemon Collectors podcast, we finish them in an hour and a half, and they're done. Yeah.
And you've said we've done, like, upwards of 4.5 hours?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we've been here for 4 hours. No, we've been here for 4 hours before.
Maybe, like, one time.
It says 4 hours, and 4 hours it is. Yeah, there you are. There's your answer.
Oh. Well, as long as that's the only way I'm done, then that's fine.
Well, first night, yes. I'm going to go to bed now, I think. I'm tired. Plus, I have a test tomorrow.
I have 2 essays tomorrow.
I have dinner in, like, 20 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Dinner. Yum.
All right.
Yay, time zone.
Tonight is the first episode of the 3-part Team Galactic finale in the anime.
Oh, boy. Tell me about that when you watch it.
It's going to be very good.
It's going to be awesome.
Do you know that the red chain, the shape of the red chain forms the same mandala that Arceus has on Dialga and Palkia?
No.
It's really fucking awesome.
It controls them. It's really cool.
Yeah, the red chain takes the form of Arceus's mandala on Dialga and Palkia's waist.
You mean...
Actually, I want to know if Cyrus will die or not.
I don't think he'll die, but I think... I actually really don't know how they're going to do it. So I think it'll be very interesting. The final parts are next week. So this is just the first part, and then there's 2 more parts next week. So I'm very excited.
Cool. We'll have to talk about that, too.
Dialga and Palkia fuse into Arceus. That's what I want to see happen.
Well, they are technically 2 parts of him, but no, like, they would never physically form him. But I think that's really interesting that they've actually made that link there with the whole red chain actually turning into the mandalas as a method of control. It just ties the fact that they are 2 beings that came directly from him as one of his first few creations. You know, it's just really interesting that they've actually paid that attention to that little tiny detail right there. I think I'm more amazed that I'm actually geeky enough to pick it up.
Well, you know, I've noticed before that Arceus mandalas have the same jewels on it that you see Mesprit and Azel have on their foreheads.
Yep.
I didn't notice that before. So, all right then. So this was our podcast. Sorry. I just want to say sorry. We'll do another one, and I'll be more organized next time so that we actually have a more structured and clearer podcast. So, good night.
Good night.